Listening 19, British Education. Schooling is compulsory from the age of 5 to the age of 16. So children have 11 years of obligatory schooling altogether. Their school day generally starts at 9 a.m. and they finish at about 4 p.m. Unlike us, the British have just 6 weeks of summer holidays, but they have more holidays during the school year, for example, at Easter. In nursery education, small children in Britain may attend playgroups and creches, and later, kindergartens. At the age of 5, English children start their primary education, and when they are 7 years old, they move from infant to junior primary school. At the age of 11, they continue at secondary school. When they are 16, all students have to take GCSE exams, which stands for General Certificate of Secondary Education. After that, they can either leave school and start work or go on to vocational training. But if they want to study at a university, they have to stay 2 more years as sixth formers and take A-levels, meaning advanced level, an exam taken in 2 or 3 subjects. Sixth formers study only the subjects necessary for their A-levels. Students who have passed this exam may go to university. There are many types of secondary schools in Britain. For example, secondary modern school, grammar school for more gifted pupils, and comprehensive schools, which are non-selective and most widespread as they are for all children of all abilities. Most schools have their own uniform, which students have to wear. Public schools in Britain are actually not public at all. They are private and very expensive. Most of them are boarding schools, meaning that students stay at the school. They study, eat, and sleep there. These schools are often single-sex and they have uniforms, which the students are usually proud of. Some of the best-known English public schools are Eton, Harrow, and Rugby, where the famous game was invented. In the USA, the term public school means that the schools really are public. They are run by the state, so they are free of charge. This usually also means that they are of low quality. In Scotland, the educational system is a bit different. Students take the SCE, Scottish Certificate of Education, instead of GCSE, at the age of 16. Then the highers, instead of A-levels, at the age of 17, so they can go to university 1 year earlier than students in England and Wales. Britain's oldest and most famous universities are Oxford and Cambridge, known together as Oxbridge. University students have lectures instead of classes, given by lecturers, tutors, or professors, not teachers. At Oxford University, teachers are called dons. Students receive grants to pay for course fees and their living expenses, such as food, accommodation, etc. Or they can get loans which they have to pay back on finishing their studies. While at university, students are called undergraduates and, upon leaving, graduates. If they want to carry on with their studies or do some research, they become postgraduates and get a degree such as MA, MPhil, or PhD. And adults can attend a variety of evening classes.